Hi, this is Lucy Scott,
Alex Hightower,
and Lainey Mays.
This is Do You Even Podcast, a podcast about everything you didn't know you wanted to know about podcasts. Dancing to Silent Music in our minds.
That sounds like a great album name. Silent Music in Our Minds.
That's a little twisted, but I like it a lot.
That's a little scary. Do you even know me, Lucy? Forget Kesha. That's my new album title. I'm going to blow it out of the water.
I would listen. Okay. Welcome back, everyone.
This is an ad for our new album we're putting out, coming out next fall.
Silent Music in Our Minds.
Oh my gosh.
It's just a blank tape. I'm really making myself old, sound old. A blank disc. And you sit in the car and you just meditate. Yeah. And every once in a while, we'll scare you. We'll be like, hey.
Oh. I don't know if I like that.
It's a very eclectic audience.
We have to bring you back to the present.
Yes, meditation technique. Like I did
an
look up.
To happen. Boom.
You're in a car, not driving. I have to tell you, you're not driving. Don't do this while driving. You can actually pick up our CD at any Walgreens near you. Do they still sell blank CDs?
I don't think so. I think we're still dating ourselves.
Lucy was talking earlier about a tape and only having access to one in her parents' car, but I legit had a tape player and I played so many things and I would record because I took voice lessons, so I always needed, she would record on a tape. That makes her sound old. But I had a tape player for a lot longer than I should have had a tape player. My parents had a Walkman, and I would listen to it.
Oh, my goodness.
Walkman. My favorite thing is that you just brought up some blank CDs right now.
Burn a mix.
Oh, that was my jam. I had a great mix.
Oh, my gosh.
You're just jealous because I came up with this idea, and it's costing us no money.
Gaining us no money.
You can download the cover art from our website, print it out, put it on our blank CD, and then just pretend we scream at you. But actually just turn on this podcast and pretend like you're listening to the blank CD. I can keep going.
I love it. We just want you to keep going. It's too good.
No, we gotta do things.
Billy hates us so much.
He's like, I thought you were ready.
This is real.
We owe him so much.
Genius idea. Oh, Billy went in on it. I'm taking investors.
It's very avant-garde.
Yeah.
They're out. They're out. They didn't believe in me. It requires no skill on our part. When I'm a millionaire, you're going to want to come to my house parties, and I'm going to say no because
we're
you
gonna,
didn't believe in
we're
me.
We're going to ask you to sign our blank CDs.
And I will. Okay. We're going to be serious.
We have
maybe.
Actual things to talk about.
We hope you had a great podcast listening week.
Yeah, we did.
And we actually had a lot of news. We've been posting about it. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because at work and stuff, podcasts are blowing up. Which I think we know that it's a subgenre, but it's becoming not subculture. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a thing.
You notice other people around you listening more.
Yeah, or people just make reference. People oh yeah, podcast. But I feel mm-hmm. 2 years ago, people what are podcasts?
Yeah.
But only some people listen.
People do bring it up in casual conversation. Right. Oh yeah, yesterday I was listening to blah blah blah. They don't even sometimes say podcast.
Right.
I'm oh my
or
God.
Even people even older people who don't listen to podcasts, mm-hmm. they can hear, it's this podcast, da da da, and they're like, oh okay.
They
and it's just part
they pick
of
up
the
on
conversation.
It.
You don't have to educate them.
Yeah.
Anymore. Yeah.
People just know what they are.
So I find that is pretty cool.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Very cool.
But we have some podcast news we wanted to share to keep you up to date.
Yeah.
Which we've been trying to post about, but this is just a if you didn't catch it on Twitter or whatever.
Snippet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although, good point, Lainey. You should be following our Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to give you a preview this time. Mm-hmm. It's free, but the CD will cost you.
That blank CD.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, Lucy, what's some news?
Yeah, so if you, like us, listen to your podcast in the morning, your daily podcast news digest, there's another one coming our way starting March 28th that will have passed by the time this goes up, right?
But that's
so okay. Check your feed. There's a new podcast there.
Subscribe to me.
It's called Start Here, and it is a new podcast by ABC News. They're getting in on the morning news digest kind of podcast, so it's going to be very short, around 20 minutes each episode, every weekday morning, and I think it's supposed to be in, by 6 a.m. It's supposed to be in your feed. And it's a similar idea to NPR's podcast, to New York Times podcast. So ABC News is going to be mining their journalists and their resources to bring you the news of the day.
Did they say how long it's going to be? If it's going to be short, like up first or longer?
I think it's going to be like a daily. Yeah, I think it's going to be very similar to that. I feel like I read that someplace. Mm. If not, we can cut it. And
you just be unqualified. That's fine.
Yeah, I know. I'm unqualified. It's fine. I'm like Anna Faris. Yeah. I'm in good company. And I'm really curious to see how this does compared to the other two, which I feel like are a little bit more established at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see how this format is becoming more and more popular. I think news outlets have started noticing mm-hmm. how popular that people are for consuming news in this particular way. Yeah. So they're getting in on the action.
Yeah. Well, like CBS This Morning, they have a podcast, mm-hmm. which is really, I think, just an overflow of stuff on the show. But I subscribe, and I don't know, something about it. I don't know if it's because it's curated from what they've already talked about, and then they like maybe add a few things. It's really not all original, and I think that turns me off to it because I like them. And they go a little more mm-hmm. in depth on like bigger stories that you know of. So like the March for Our Lives, they might go in on that, whereas The Daily would take like a new spin on it, or which they did today. It was really good, which we can talk about later. But it, so like they might take a new spin on it, mm-hmm. but then like up first we'll do like super like you need to know this, like maybe you don't know this but you need to know this. This
right.
CBS is like a story like, yeah, you need to know this, but then they'll do like a long form. So whereas it kind of puts both of those together, I feel like they haven't found their thing yet. Yeah. But ABC might be onto something starting new, like not trying to work with what they already mm-hmm. have.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, because you're right. I hadn't really thought about how the reason why I think the three of us tend to listen to both Up First mm-hmm. and The Daily every morning is because you're getting something different from each one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
it. Like literally just cues up for me. It knows that those are the two I'm gonna listen to.
It's like they're
my
here.
Google Home's like, yeah. The Daily's coming up. Don't worry.
So we'll start tracking that and report back.
Side note: the other day I was like, "Hey Google, it's gonna hear me." Hey Google, play Do You Even Podcast? And it's like, okay. And it was like,
oh yeah.
Because it just pulls up from the internet. It's not my, like,
I love it.
iTunes thing.
Right.
But I was like, it's us.
Aww.
It's amazing.
Which I think that kind of segues in what I'm going to talk about, which is people who really want to be out there in the world, maybe to write books, they have podcasts. And I think that's another reason I hear a lot about them. They have a free platform to get their name out there. And once they have this platform, it's easier for them to write books and do whatever else, be on TV. Because a lot of people are transitioning to TV, which... let's talk about Welcome to Night Vale, but their podcast, Alice Isn't Dead. Mm. It's going to be a book in October.
It's so cool.
And so BuzzFeed released the first like chapter sampler today, and the cover art, which is pretty much just like the cover art of the podcast, like Night Vale was. Mm. Night Vale had a really cool LP. You should check it out for their audiobook. But for Alice Isn't Dead, it like I think it's just gorgeous, like their cover art anyway. And it's really, it's like a orangey color, so it's really going to grab people. But this is the thing, like you already have all of these people listening. And I don't know. I think that's why a lot of people who have podcasts write books, because they're like, look, I already have these people who like me and want like built-in readership.
Yeah. think we're at a really interesting point where we're starting to see podcasts be... become adapted in a variety of ways. So we sort of see what's happening on HBO and on Amazon, and now there's a segue into books.
Like it's gonna catch you if you're wherever you are. So like I pick up books, I'm like, oh, they have a podcast, or I'll pick up the, or I'll be listening to the podcast, like, read my book, like, you have a book,
right?
So,
it's, like,
so you kind of catch it in different places, which is what they want, I assume.
And then talking about podcasts in every format, hitting everyone. So for all the nerds out there, myself included. So Marvel is doing, I think it's 11 episodes. They're doing like an 11-part series of Wolverine. And so we posted about it a while back just because like there are all these random articles about it, and they're like, this is going to be really good. This is going to be really good. And it's just so interesting. The article was talking about how it's much more like a thriller sort of focus and really tapping into that kind of serial or like S-Town vibe and doing it that way versus like a comic book kind of action-y way, because it is so auditory. So I just thought that was really interesting.
What's good. Like, what's his deal?
I mean, he got some big claws. He's a little dangerous.
Like his thing. Is he part of the X?
He's
80 years old again. Was he part of the X-Men? Wait, all I can think of is Amanda Bynes. It's Axeman. It's better. Much better.
He's part of the X-Men. So there was like a bunch of them that came out back to back. And I think they're like starting to like bring them back. But he's, I guess, like the main face of it.
Is he an alien?
All mutants. So in X-Men, they're all like...
That sounds terrible. Like, they're mutants.
Well, that's a lot of the story. A lot of it is about like mutant discrimination and looking at like discrimination and putting in this like super futuristic setting. Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence really is good. The Mystique or whatever, right?
Yeah, the new Mystique.
Look, I know that.
Yeah, look at you. And Storm's from there.
Oh, that's the one they were like, that needs to be the new...
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Because like Wolverine had Logan, and so people are like, there was Black Panther, if you think about it, Storm.
Pretty much all superheroes are mutants in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's like really looking at that because they're responsible for like protecting people, but then they're demonized, and so that was the whole...
Do you know, are they DC or...
I don't know. Oh, no, it's Marvel. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Marvel. And Marvel's actually doing the podcast too, which is interesting.
Oh, cool.
I mean, Marvel just says everything,
oh,
right?
Yeah, you said that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
they do.
No, yeah. I forgot to. Yeah, so people said it's good. I might listen depending because I like some of these like fictional kind of like novella sort of style.
Interesting like thing to go deeper on of like that characters that are like IP for podcasts.
Exactly. So also this just reminds me, there was another thing. What's it called? It's a YA novel coming out. I think it's called Serial. And it's about like a girl who gets murdered, and it's like a thriller crime mystery. But the thing is, well, I just know that the structure part of it is a podcast, which is the weirdest thing. So like podcasts are literally going everywhere.
What?
So basically there's, I think there's a couple narrators, but one of them, he has a podcast and he's investigating the murder. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's in like young adult fiction now. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Because I'm known as the podcast girl, literally during meetings, if someone mentioned, like someone mentioned my favorite murder the other day, my boss just turned from the big table, that's what we call it, the big kids table, and looked at me and just gave me like a look, and I was like, yep, I know it. And she's like, I knew it. And she sends me articles, she'll be like, here's a podcast one, and there were three in one day, and I just wrote back and said, think these podcast things are gonna catch on, we'll see.
Podcast things.
But yeah, so I mean, it's everywhere.
It literally is everywhere. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah,
more and more. Wow. Okay, cool. Yeah. Some nice news. Some very like different news.
Yeah.
Like we each shared something
different.
Yeah, and
it's
different.
Not like based on only what we're listening to. It's just the news.
Yeah, things are
which is a little different than what we've been doing.
Yeah,
we try to keep that more to social media, but I feel like it's kind of important to talk about. So we're going to do our BYOP because it's that time again. Yeah. And this time it's Lucy. That was
I just heard
you. OMG.
I was like, can I hit the note with that?
Harmony.
I'm going to need you two to harmonize before all of my BYOP.
Mommy made me mash my M&M's.
I can't do all that.
I don't get time for that.
I'm not that good.
Get your keyboard.
Oh my god. I'll play the music. Lainey will sing.
Why haven't we been doing this the whole time?
Stop BYOP.
I'll just do something percussion related in the background.
Have a triangle. We can make
this
work.
I'll take a triangle. I respect that instrument.
I was gonna say we need a dancer, but then I was like, that sounds like I'm being very rude, and I didn't mean to sound rude because it's a podcast, but I want you to play the triangle.
Oh my god.
No, now I want to be the dancer.
We need a dancer.
And I'll be the backup dancer.
Because we need that.
It's the easiest thing because you can just like, yep, I'm dancing. Don't worry about it.
She's doing a great job.
I'm so good.
She just danced when she was saying that. But someone at dinner the other night, they were like, oh, you're from the South. And they were like, I don't know if you realize this, but when you ate something, you went, with your shoulders. Like, it was good. And she's like, I feel like that's a Southern thing.
It might be because I do it too.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. Write in. Let us know what you think.
I think it means we just all like food a lot. That's what that is.
I love it. Back to business. Yeah. We're doing BYOB and we're really excited. What is it? Drum roll.
Lucy's excited.
Today we will be talking about 99% Invisible.
Oh, I've heard about
Wait,
this one.
I've seen it in my newsfeed, but I've never listened.
I was not expecting that. Oh my gosh. I just did another dance.
Didn't even realize it.
That was a good one too.
So something that I've become really interested in the past couple years is urbanism and urban planning. And it's really, I don't know how sort of like into that industry or like familiar with that industry y'all are. It's really the intersection of a lot of things. And it makes it really broad, which is why it's so interesting to me, because there are so many different avenues that you can explore through urban planning.
I, again, not trying to be rude, but when I think of it, I think, and there's a reason I do, but I think of like planting like foliage in front of like municipal buildings.
That's legitimately part of it.
But I had my friend's stepmom, that's what she went to school with, and that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to do like planting in front of buildings and like be commissioned to do this. And that's all I think of. And I know they do other things.
That's totally legitimate.
Okay. I feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you can look at urban planning through the lens of a lot of different things. Generally, you can think about it in terms of a field concerned with the development of cities through the cultural and political and technical skills that use to develop cities into vibrant, economically healthy places that are safe for people to live in.
Wow, that was
that's
good.
A super broad explanation. But that is what 99% Invisible is about.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. Yeah. I thought it was about something else.
I've seen it there and all I had no the time. Idea. I've never clicked on it.
Yeah.
It is typically described as an architecture and design podcast. Oh. But when you start looking through the things that they've talked about, it is so broad. Mm-hmm. And so it has been operating from September 2010 to the present.
What?
That is so long.
So much longer than I thought. Yeah. I mean, and I've sort of been dabbling in it for a while. I only recently started listening to it on a more regular basis. But the host, Roman Mars, who is the co-founder of Radiotopia.
I was like, why is that name so familiar? Yeah, and that's why, because they did Ear Hustle.
Exactly. So I knew you'd be excited.
I recommended that to someone this week. They wanted something to expand their mind.
It will.
That's the best thing to ask for, BT Dubs.
Yes. Yeah, seriously. So Roman Mars actually started this podcast by himself in his home. There's a crazy story about him doing it from his bedroom, his basement or something. And it just grew and grew and grew over time. And it has become one of the most popular podcasts out there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to read what's on their about page on their website. And their website is super helpful, by the way. And you can also, in addition to their episodes, you can check out a lot of articles on their website. So it offers even more than what you can get through the podcast. But here is what's on their description. Ever wonder how inflatable men came to be regular fixtures at used car lots? Curious about
inflatable men.
And that's not what I thought you meant.
It's like, what? Like, yeah, no, I know what you were thinking. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's weird.
I mean, like the dancing.
The noodle men.
Exactly. Noodle, that's a good one.
Inflatable men.
Like, what kind of podcast is this?
Listen, Roman Mars.
This is an urban planning.
Oh my God. Like, keep going.
Curious about the origin of the fortune cookie. Want to know why Sigmund Freud opted for a couch over an armchair? 99% invisible is about all the thought that goes into the things we don't think about. The unnoticed architecture and design that shape our world. With over 250 million downloads, 99% Invisible is one of the most popular podcasts on iTunes. 99% Invisible started as a project of KALW Public Radio and the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco. Originally, host and creator Roman Mars produced 99 Invisible from his bedroom. Hmm. Roman Mars is a founding member of the podcast collective Radiotopia. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so what I love about this podcast is that it goes into so many different directions. So you can learn about the history of the, what did you call it?
Not the Noodle Man?
The Noodle Man.
Much better name.
Yeah, we're going to refer to it in that way from here on out. But so, for instance, one of their episodes that I love a lot is called Miss Manhattan, and it's about essentially a supermodel from the very early 1900s who ended up being the model for so many sculptures around New York City.
I've heard this.
So
have I listened to this podcast? Oh.
Her name's Audrey Munson.
Yeah.
She's like on soapboxes and stuff.
She's everywhere. It's insane. There are so many sculptures of her in the Met.
Because I know I like subscribe to this. I don't listen to it a lot. But maybe you listen to something else.
This is one of the more popular
Bowery Boys might have also done it. You never know.
Oh, you're right. It might be a Bowery Boys
one. That's so cool.
So there are lots of sculptures of her in the Met. There's one in the New York City Public Library. You can find a sculpture of her at the intersection of 59th and 5th. She's everywhere. And so they're able to look at very sort of small, minute details that are just really interesting and have larger implications than one would imagine to much larger scale kind of ideas.
Was this the one talking about essentially this happened before they knew like property rights about like using your likeness? Because I think the one I listened to, it was more about like she kind of sold away her rights to
that wasn't a thing. Yeah,
so they just would like, oh, we'll just use that, like we have that mold, just use that one.
They
so
didn't talk about that. They did talk about this model's rise and very tragic fall.
She just gotta listen to that.
I know. Yeah, but it's a crazy story. She was 15 years old in 1906, was scouted by someone on the street who was a photographer, and then he took some portraits of her and then recommended her to a sculpture friend,
a noodle man.
And from the time she was 15, for about 15 years after that, she posed nude for a lot of these artists all across the country. And her mom consented, and it's just a fascinating story. And then she ended up trying to transition into acting, and she was a horrible actress, and they really just used her when they needed a nude actress in film. And then she ended up having this really kind of tragic demise. And so it's a fascinating story. But that's only sort of one example of the kind of thing that they talk about. They have 8 main categories that they talk about: architecture, infrastructure, cities, objects, sounds, visuals, technology, and history. And so there
is
an
interesting category. Yeah.
A lot of overlap, I would assume.
Yeah. And what I find really interesting about this podcast is what great storytellers they are. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I was totally expecting that when I first started listening, having some idea of what the content would be about. But they do really well in using their ambient music in there. And I know that might sound silly, but we've talked about how important that is in incorporating great music and sounds into what you're listening to on podcasts. And they just do a really great job of talking about things that I think if talked about by other people could sound kind of mundane. Mm-hmm. Another one of their interesting episodes is called Tom Swift and His Electric Rifle. And that is surprisingly the history of the taser.
Oh.
And
the electric rifle. I'm going to start calling them.
Yeah. Well, and it's this fascinating story of how police departments were trying to find a non-lethal way of
subduing.
Subduing and stopping perpetrators or aggressors, I guess, in situations, and but not killing them. And so the episode starts with a story from the Los Angeles Police Department where there is an altercation with a woman who is holding a knife and she ends up getting killed and the public's outraged. But it really affected the police department there and they wanted to find a way of subduing people without doing major harm to them.
Isn't that nice? They wanted to come up with a solution that made everyone happy and thoughtful of other human beings. I don't know where I haven't heard that before.
And so what they do is they go back and they look at the different levels of force that police departments had been using up until that point. So the closest kind of thing officers had up until now was a cattle prod.
That's what I thought we were going to say.
Yep. And so, and that was used in the South during the Civil Rights Movement.
Used properly.
Anybody? Lainey's giving me a really dirty look.
No. The shape of nonsense.
I'm sorry.
You know how she feels about the shape of water.
Again, not a fan of fantasy.
Sorry.
Anyway.
So, but they talked about how the cattle prod was used as a way of moving people along. And it was a way of forcing movement on people. And this engineer basically came up with the idea of something very similar that didn't do the same amount of damage, wasn't considered quite as brutal as the cattle prod. And so he used an idea that he had gotten from a book as a child called Tom Swift and His Electric Rifle. That's where the name comes from.
Okay.
I thought you were going to talk about a different Tom.
Oh,
and I was like, oh gosh.
But
like
if
Uncle Tom's Cabin. Oh. That's what I thought she was going to say. I was like, oh no. But I'm really glad you said that.
But if you look at the initials of Tom Swift's electric rifle, it's T-S-E-R. And then you just add an A between the T and the S to make it easier to pronounce, and you have teaser.
Easier to pronounce. I love it. That's the
I actually prefer teaser, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You got a teaser?
That's so interesting.
That's my new favorite thing.
Have you ever been tizzard?
Tizzard.
Oh. But it's the kind of story that you hear, and it's one of those aha moments where you would never imagine that this object was inspired by that story.
Around what time?
Like, that's a great question.
So well, you said after civil rights. So.
Yeah, so that would have been during the 60s. I'm going to guess 60s, 70s.
Yeah, I thought they were a lot older than that.
Me too.
So it didn't actually start. It wasn't popular when it was first invented. And it wasn't until the Los Angeles Police Department went as they were looking for some sort of non-lethal force, started using it. They ended up ordering hundreds of these tasers, these like new fangled devices, and then other police departments around the country followed suit.
Interesting. That's so interesting.
Yeah, and there's a lot of conversation around how what kind of good they've done and what bad they've done. So that's Tom Swift and His Electric Rifle. I would recommend that one, especially if you're interested in issues around, honestly, police brutality and use of force and the history of that. It fits into that conversation really well. And then another episode that I love is called Unpleasant Design. So it is the idea that the built environment is created in such a way to exclude or to make certain spaces inhospitable to certain groups of people or things. So for instance,
no loitering. kids, yeah, get off my lawn.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And so railings and outdoor furniture mm-hmm. will be created so that, for instance, kids can't skateboard. Mm-hmm. Usually, I mean, typically, unpleasant design is geared toward kids, the youths.
I mean, I get nervous.
And homeless people.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So we've all seen this, and it didn't occur to us that that's what it was. But when you see benches with armrests in between the seats, that's so people won't lie down on them.
Yeah. I've even seen some recently, and they were like made to be, it wasn't really a bench exactly. It felt almost like an art piece, or like you could kind of lean on it, but it looked like prickly, and it was just awful. I was like, no one could.
Yeah,
like bird spikes, but for
people. And so it's interesting that you bring up the bird spikes. So there are spikes all across cities that prevent pigeons from resting on them. And in
you at least three times a day, I'll say, use or pigeons.
They're the same thing.
So in one part of this episode, they were interviewing someone who studies unpleasant design, and she talked about how the spikes that were supposed to prevent pigeons from sitting down were somehow removed. I think it was vandalism or something. And then there was just this influx of pigeons. And they talked about how that's sort of one of the consequences of this kind of design, is that when there are so few places for pigeons to congregate, that's not the right word, but
have their town hall meetings
to chill.
they will flock to the areas where things are designed so that they can land on them. And so it was, so of course they're like, we need the spikes back. We give us the spikes. And that was just sort of an unforeseen consequence that one probably wouldn't really think about. But it's interesting what you were saying, Alex, about the,
like, they're like benches. And then I can't even remember exactly like how it was done, but it was very specific, because it's like you could sit there, but you couldn't sit there for very long because it was like kind of uncomfortable. And it was just like,
so that was strategically planned, like without a doubt. That's exactly the kind of thing that they talk about in this episode. So now furniture, I'm like putting quotes around the word furniture, that is designed only for people to be able to lean against or in such a way that people can only sit down on whatever it is for a very short amount of time because it's so uncomfortable. And so they raise a lot of questions around the ethics of this in a city. Is it wrong to have, you know, no spaces where like a homeless person can sleep, for example? Or is it of a greater benefit to society to have some spaces planned so that they are exclusive, but it's for the greater good? They raise a lot of questions around what kind of values we're sharing about our communities when we have this sort of unpleasant design.
Well, I find usually when we plan things, that's not how it goes. So yeah. It's like, you can say all you want that, like, oh, we're going to have a designated area for this and it's going to be better, but that's like never how it happens.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. But there are also some examples of this that I hadn't really thought of and had never heard of. For example, certain public bathrooms or buses using blue lights, because that way you can't see your veins as well. Ooh. So intravenous drug users can't use in public restrooms. And
so
in buses.
Interesting.
I mean, I know people have to do this stuff and think about it, but it's just if you don't like think about all the time.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. It was fascinating. And so that was probably my favorite episode that I've listened to so far, just because it was a concept that I was somewhat familiar with, but they go really deep into it. And there's always a historical component to these episodes. They talk about how design developed in this way or that way. And they do a great job of raising points that make you really think about the implications of the different topics that they discuss. And really, the researchers who were talking about unpleasant design in a more sort of negative light were just saying that we're starting to take unpleasant design for granted, and they're just trying to start a conversation about it because we've sort of been developing public spaces unpleasantly more and more and more over time. And to what end is sort of the big question.
Yeah.
I'm always so intrigued by like raised surfaces in the city for blind or vision impaired people.
Right.
And so, which I think that's the right word to use. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe vision impaired is what I should really just say, but let it be known I was trying to be thoughtful.
But they could be different. Okay. I think that was good. All right.
I just want to, don't at me. But like raise services so they can, because certain bumps like on the sidewalk mean certain things. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't think about that until someone was telling me about it.
Right.
It's kind of crazy that people have to think about all of these things.
Yeah.
All these little details. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, making spaces more accessible is a huge issue right now. Mm-hmm. And adapting buildings that have been around for a long time and spaces that have been around a long time to be ADA compliant, things like that. And another thing that's interesting about 99% Invisible is that they do a really good job of bringing in other voices and podcasts and producers and supporting them. And so a lot of their episodes are actually in collaboration with other podcasts.
That's cool.
Which is great. And so there is a recent episode on gerrymandering where they partnered with 538. 538 did a series of episodes on gerrymandering. And so Roman Mars talked to the producers and pulled out interesting pieces from each episode to discuss. And so not only did he promote 538 and their episodes on gerrymandering, but he had an in-depth conversation with the people who created those episodes to talk about the greater implications of them, which I thought was really great. And then another notable collaboration was for an episode called Notes on an Imagined Plaque, which they did with the Memory Palace. And that was... So 99% Invisible, they always say, read the plaque when it comes to monuments and statues, just to get an idea of what that's saying about that space and that community and that the history there. And so they use that as a focal point for shining a light on this really great episode from the Memory Palace, which was actually all about a statue in Memphis of Nathan Bedford Forrest. Ooh. And so it was a really good one. And so, yeah, they just go in a lot of different directions. So I was sort of thinking through, we like to ask, who is this podcast for? Who would find this interesting? And I have a really tough time nailing that down, because I think it would be interesting to a lot of people. The episodes are on average a half hour long, sometimes less, sometimes more, but on average around 30 minutes. And if you're not only if you're interested in urbanism, but if you're someone who's interested in history or in, you know, culture and society and lifestyle, I feel like there is, I don't want to say a little something for everyone. That's a bit too broad, but I really feel like people who don't think they're interested in something like urban studies could probably find something through this podcast that they find interesting.
It kind of sounds like, if you want to be a better citizen, like if you're interested in knowing about the space that you occupy and like being a better citizen to help out, then you could learn things like whether it's voting rights around you or, oh, why is that chair uncomfortable at the place I like to sit at Starbucks, you know, or like whatever. Yeah. But it sounds like something you could
or quirky put into things your life. Like the history of the revolving door. You know, it's there's such a huge variety of what's like, this podcast.
If you're walking in that revolving door, you're like, oh, I hate this. Like, why is it here? And you're like, oh, wait, I do know why it's here. And I'm thankful for it.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it definitely, I think that's like a good
perspective.
Point. Yeah, I think it makes you see things and notice things and just become generally aware of things around you that you wouldn't think of. I just love it. I've gotten more and more into it over time. And for anyone who's interested, even from like politics to society and culture to even engineering.
Yeah, I was going to say engineering, just even from like that Taser episode. It's really interesting to like learn about probably how that came about.
Right.
Or even like a revolving door and like the mechanics of it and like the history of that.
Yeah. There's a lot there.
I think we have a big problem with like not being observant. So it can even teach you just to be like, I always like to tell my brother, use your context clues. Like, but being more observant and taking in the world around you and being like more like thoughtful for who's occupying your space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that's a great point. So yeah, I love 99% invisible.
I know.
Yeah.
And it sounds like bite size enough too. It's like
I would just never have gotten that from the cover art.
I didn't realize that's what it was.
Right. What's the significance of the name?
I came across that someplace online.
I mean, it feels like that. Yeah. It's like all the invisible things about like what goes into urban planning and design and like the city.
Because
like so much of it feels invisible. It's 100%. Like things you take for granted. Okay. But I don't know. That's just me making that up.
No, no, that's exactly right. There is some quote online that explains it that I came across. I don't have it in front of me, but that's exactly what it's about. It's all the things around you that you take for granted and you don't think about the history. You don't think about the strategy behind it. Or, you know, the stories that are forgotten. Hmm. And so... Yeah, 99%
invisible. I'm so intrigued
now. I like it. Yeah. I totally listen to that.
I feel like that would be a good expand your mind one, too.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, it would.
I'm always looking. I get that a lot, too, with productivity and business. It's something to make me not even learn or like history. It's like make me think in a different way. Or
I love that people are thirsting for that.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Makes me hopeful.
Yeah. I mean, it's a new generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've seen that from the march this past weekend. But
yeah.
It's a new generation and their fingers are in a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So I think that's good.
Yeah. That's awesome. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Nice new recommendation we can go
out. Yeah, it's wonderful.
My goodness.
Yeah, and because it's been around for so long, I'd love to hear what other people's favorite episodes are from this podcast. Even though I've sort of dabbled in it over time, there are so many. So many episodes. I need someone to direct me and tell me where to start.
Have you listened to some of the older ones? I was just curious if the format's kind of like changed, like if you can hear differences.
I've mostly listened to new ones. When I first started listening, just because I have a tendency of going back to the very beginning of a podcast, I listened to some of the earlier ones, but that was so long ago. I don't know if I can say with any true objectivity what the difference was. And I was trying to find this one episode that I listened to that was all about the sounds that phone developers use in cell phones.
That sounds so interesting.
And I'll have to find it. I am sure that this came from this podcast and I just cannot locate the episode. But the whole concept is that even though we're using digital technologies, the sounds that are programmed into our phones are mechanical. If you've listen, next time you turn your sound on and you're typing a text, it'll sound like gears going together. Or it'll sound like, you know, a knock, or it'll sound like a marble hitting like a wooden surface.
Yeah.
And it's strange that psychologically, even though we're using technology that is digital and we could put any sound behind it, we respond favorably to these mechanical sounds. So that's I'll have to find that episode.
So interesting. You might have to go to their website. They might have like kind of like how stuff works.
Like and an archive of something.
They do have a great filtering system. And so I need to start digging through it. I am thinking that it might be one of their earlier episodes. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why I'm having a tough time finding it. But that was an episode that really stuck out to me when I was sort of wondering what I should do for my BYOP. and that was something that has just really stuck with me. And I think about it all the time when I'm using my phone. And I'm like, I know why they chose that sound. I know why my text sounds like this. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Huh. Yeah. It's good.
Wow.
That's the BYOP.
Thank you.
That was so good.
That was awesome.
I had a lot of fun with it.
I know.
I feel, even though this is audio, so no one can see this, but I talk with my hands and I'm not always aware of where my hands are going and I'm holding a sharp pen. And so I'm sorry if I got a little too close, Alex, but I realized that I was like,
no one was harmed in the making of this podcast.
I mean, I am the dancer.
You are the dancer.
I mean, you know.
What is it called? Jazz hands?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
I was in jazz band. That's what you should say, like, using your...
That is so interesting. Thank you.
Yes, of course. I had so much fun talking about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You'll never think of tasers the same way.
No. Definitely will not.
That should tizzers. Be the name of this pod.
Tizzers.
You'll never think of tizzers the same way.
We found it. There
I
it
also
is.
Always thought it was a Z. So I learned a lot. Yeah.
The S stands for Swift. As in Tom Swift.
I was like, as in Taylor Swift.
Obviously.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I said that name, I had to look down at my notes so I didn't accidentally say Taylor Swift.
Oh, I knew a kid in college named Tom Swift. That's funny.
Whoa.
Very interesting.
Maybe
I totally forgot about that.
Making some money off of
it. I know, right?
Literary like, reference about him. Taser.
Like, yeah, when he's like, oh, my great-grandfather.
He's a inventor of Tozer Stroll.
I don't think my father, the inventor of the taser, would like this very much.
Whoa.
That's so good. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
I think that's
Thank
it.
Thank you, Lucy.
Yeah, of course. We had some news for you. We learned something.
We learned a lot.
And yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Great. Well,
I think that's it for now.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Yeah. As always, rate, review, subscribe.
Yes, please.
I just sound like a broken record at this point, so I'm really glad someone else said it.
I had noticed that we were putting you on the spot to say it every episode,
it's okay.
So I thought I would jump
My
in.
My dad was like, you're just being so nice. You're like, would you? He's like, just tell him, like, please rate me.
Yeah.
Rate me.
Rate me.
That's really what we're asking.
So,
it would mean a lot.
Yeah. We'd really appreciate
Follow
it.
Follow us everywhere.
Yes. Yes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it.
Yeah, and we actually have a survey out right now. We'll post it again this week. We really want to hear from you what you generally are looking for when it comes to podcasts and what you would like to see more of or what you would like to see differently on our podcast. So we'll post that again all across social media
but not
and on our website.
Not less up because we won't listen to you.
Right.
Just kidding. We want to hear your... Look, I knew the mean would come out. At the end of...
Got to throw some claws in there.
It's super, super quick. So wherever you see our survey, please take it.
Yeah.
That is going to really kind of inform where we go from here.
Yeah.
So
let us know.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Before we go,
yes.
I forget,
yes.
we can take that out. Yeah. I don't know why. So,
we gotta go.
Bye. So
that was the most southern bye I've ever
Every now and then I have to get a good bye.
That was amazing. I haven't heard that in so long.
Y'all come back now. You hear?
Wait, I hear it when I go home. Bye.
Now, bye.
That
come
syllable.
On. Come on. Do you want to take some of this with you?
I have a Tupperware. You put it in Tupperware. I have for you.
I was working all day on it, and I just really want someone to finish it.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm home.
Oh, okay. Yeehaw.
Look at the Texas in there.
I think that was just called rude.
On that note, we want to thank Rob Righthand, Derek Kirch, and Greg Kaplan for our wonderful music, and a huge thank you to Billy Richling, our producer.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Love you.